So not too long ago, I held this workshop at WPPI where I gave my top 30 creative strategies to get photography clients as fast as possible without paid ads. And it killed it. It sold out. It was incredible. I've been sitting on it for a little while and I've decided to bring it back. To bring it back and to give it directly to you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pay anything either. I just want to help you grow your business. Each day for 3 days, I'm going to share with you 10 ultra unique creative ways to attract dream clients to your photography business without spending a bunch of money. I'm calling this thing the 3 day client blitz, and it is pure gold. For 3 days, I'm going to give you so many creative ideas to get clients in your business right now. Just go to sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. BLITZ. I can't wait to give you some incredible ideas. Hey, you're listening to the Six Figure Photography Podcast with Ben Hartley and Rachel Greiman.
Each week, a new episode will air to help you grow your business by winning more bookings, maximizing profits, and breaking through your limiting beliefs.
Today, it's Valentine's Day. It's probably a week after Valentine's Day if you're listening to this. But today is Valentine's Day. And so we're going to do a Valentine's Day six-figure photography podcast special.
Love it.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
Love is in the air. Got a floral crown on at the time of this recording. And so we wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some of the loves that we have around being a photographer, the absolute loves of being in this industry, the joy that we find in making art for people. And we're also going to be sharing some of the things that we love to hate about being a photographer. And this will be a short one. This will be a fun one, but I'd be curious to hear from you about what are the things that you love about being a photographer? What are the things that you love to hate? This episode is being broadcast currently right now live in the Six Figure Photography Podcast Mastermind Group. And we'd love to have you be a part of it. People are talking, they're sharing their own ideas. And I'd love to have you join. If you would, benhartley.com/mastermind. You can go ahead and hop on in there and we'd love to see you a part of the group. Rachel.
What's up?
Do you want to start with a hate? Do you want to start with a love?
Let's start with a hate.
Why would you start with a hate first?
Because you wrap it up with love and then it's gone.
Oh, okay. So you're a bad news, good news kind of a person. You want the bad news first.
On a high note.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. Yeah. So Rachel, what's one of the things that you love to hate?
One of the things I love to hate is culling. It is probably the worst step of the entire process for me. It feels so monotonous. And sometimes I'm like, if I take the time right now and edit that photo, I probably could move it to worth saving. But I hate the finality of it. It feels like a very serious thing. Like I'm picking the images that I'm going to work on for them. Mm. And it's dull, it's tedious, and it is important all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. When I made this list, I haven't looked at your list prior to making my list. Yeah. Now I'm wanting to change my list, Rachel. I'm wanting
Why?
To
update.
Well, because on my hate list, on my love to hate, I actually put editing.
Oh,
now, I want to define this a little bit because I do love to edit like the sweet shot. By the way, you know, primarily a wedding photographer over here. And I love the hero shots. I love editing like those three moments from a day. Like you're there for 10 hours and you walk away with three images. You're just like, you can't wait to edit.
Yeah.
And then there's the other 700 images.
And like family photos.
The bulk editing. And yet when you say culling, I'm like, I think maybe I might hate that even worse.
No, culling is the worst. It is the worst part of the whole process.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Here's the thing though. I actually don't really hate either of these things that much anymore because of AfterShoot. Big shout out to AfterShoot, culling the work, editing the work. And then just allowing me to go back in and just doing a little bit of finishing touches, you know what I mean? Just calling out some of the stuff that they called in and then just kind of refining some of the edits. Freaking AfterShoot for the win. If you're not using AfterShoot, listeners, you should go use AfterShoot. I probably have a code somewhere. Maybe I'll figure that out.
I was going to say, you probably do, Ben.
Probably do. Probably got some sort of affiliate or something there. But yeah, definitely AfterShoot. All right. So what's one of the things you love?
One of the things I love, I'm a family photographer, is when, and I do long photo shoots. Like I'm very rarely with a family for less than 2 hours. Okay. And my favorite thing is when the kids stop noticing me and they start to, like, their real expressions start to come through and I can see how they actually look at their brother or how they actually look at their mom, and their real personalities come through and I get to capture it for them. And I know that it wouldn't have happened if it were just like a typical photo shoot that I come to their house and I'm in and out really soon. Not that it wouldn't have, but it's much more organic when I get to stay there for a long time. So that's one of my favorite things about what I get to do.
So I'm trying to wrap that in a bow. That was a long explanation. It's like,
sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm just like, I lost what the thing actually was in the midst of the description. It's like capturing like the authentic version of someone.
Kind of. Yeah. But like it's in their homes. Mm. So it's like, I'm not even there. Like there's certain faces my kids make and I can think about them in my head, but I have so few photos of those faces because it's like their home personality, you know, like the one that you only get to see in the context of your family. And I love that I get to be a part of those like very special, intimate connections inside someone's house.
Yeah.
Like, especially if I'm there at like bedtime or something, you know, like there's so many things like that I would want photographed of my family. And I love doing that for other families.
People should hire you to just set up hidden cameras in the house.
So creepy.
You just monitor in a van and you're just like, I love the realness of these.
Quick, do it. That's a perfect moment.
It's so real. It's okay. All right. For me, I would say, I don't know if it's number one. One of the things that I love about being a photographer is like people, just like meeting people. It's really not just meeting people, it's like connecting with people. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a photographer, at least when you're doing it right, you really actually connect with people, because you kind of have to in order to like figure out what it is that you're trying to create in order to represent that person. And and those connections are so fun. And then even just the connections that you can form with other creatives, other photographers, other people who are makers. And it's been neat. I mean, some of my best friends have they were clients. They're other photographers, they're other creatives. Mm-hmm. And so I like the connectedness of this industry. Yeah.
You like the extroverted side of the industry, the not sitting at the desk part.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, it's so interesting though, because and yet I also just want to like be at home. But I'm an omnivert. Is that a thing?
Same. Yeah, me too.
Omnivert for sure.
Ambivert.
Ambivert. Amber alert.
I think it's ambivert.
Have you ever just like taken a word or a phrase and then you just keep saying it over and over and then you slowly de-evolve it into what just happened right there? Like I'll do that. It's a fun exercise.
And then I think the word doesn't exist and I'm like, I just made up the word.
Yes.
Because it doesn't sound right anymore. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm glad we had the same childhood.
Another hate. I hate the comparison. Mm. Like there's just so many really, really good artists and photographers out there. And I really struggle with looking at them. And like, this is like a love to hate. Like I love being inspired by other people and always knowing that I can push myself and get better. But I feel very self-conscious when I consume too much, when I consume more than I create.
Mm. Got it.
And it's all right there, you know, on Instagram. Like you're always seeing how good other people are.
Yeah. I reinstalled Instagram on my phone today just because I had to message someone and I was, I got locked out of using the business app anyhow. And it was so fast, Rachel. It was so fast. Yeah. I was just sitting there just fucking swiping. And then in a moment I was like, I got out, I deleted it. I got out of the matrix once again.
It's tough.
Yeah. Actually, that takes me to my hate. one of the things that I love to hate is social media. I think I saw a post, a meme or something that was like, I would love to quit social media, but I'm a small business owner. And like, I've expressed that to my wife so many times. Like, I don't like being on Instagram. I don't like being on these things, but I often feel like I have to, because it's, I'm a small business owner. It's like, I've got to market. I've got to show up. And I've kind of gotten out away from it by creating so much content.
Yes.
Like I went hard on social media for so long that I built up such a catalog, and then hired a VA to go and just, okay, now you go like put it out into the world. Yep. And I'm just going to be over here like, hey, thank you for putting it out there for like making sure that I'm present online. But but that was, I mean, it's just, it's so hard. I hate social media. So,
yeah. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. There's reasons that people like make announcements that they're taking breaks for their mental health. Like, it's ruining our brains a little bit.
I think it's ruining our brains a lot of it. I think it's actually like really destroying people. Like,
I think it is too.
I think it's really actually destroying people.
On
that fucking hill. It is just not, it is, there's no, Gary Vee can suck it. It is, there's no good. There's no good. All right.
Except as we live stream this on social media. Okay, something else that I love. I love when I can notice that I'm getting better at something.
Tell me more. What do you mean?
Like when I am able to do something in a session, like quickly change settings or change lighting scenarios and manage it in like with authority, and I'm not like scrambling for something, or if I'm editing and I notice that I'm getting quicker at something or more proficient at a certain editing technique that I'm doing, or even making my systems and processes better. Like, I just love seeing progress, and I feel like when I'm photographing a lot, I see it quicker, and that's really satisfying to me.
Yeah. Yep. Love that. I was just looking at my notes about one of the things that I love, and it's like the same, what's the phrase here? It's the other side of the same coin.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
For one of the things that you hate. But I also found it's one of the things that I love is I love seeing other photographers win. I love seeing other photographers just like slay, create amazing images, become educators, like encourage other people, like make stuff.
The copywriter in me loves that.
Yes.
The photographer in me is jealous of it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. For sure. I totally get that. Yeah. I totally get that. I think that's one of the things that I would say resisted for a long time, but probably having the mastermind group, having the community that I have here, like it kind of just breaks you down and it breaks down all those, like the hardened shell that you've built up.
Yeah.
Because I think when you're building your business from nothing, you're working so hard on it and you're creating all these walls to defend your palace. And eventually those walls start to crumble when you realize like, man, other people winning doesn't mean I'm losing.
Totally.
Other people win.
Unrelated.
Yeah, it's just actually really cool. And it's actually a sign that like I'm in the right place and I can also win. Mm-hmm. And it's a cool thing to see.
I agree with that. Okay, my last hate is very specific, but it is annoying to me.
What's their name? Say their name. Say it.
Okay. Your name is I'm just kidding. I feel like all I do is upgrade my equipment and it is always outdated. Like, I feel like technology just moves so quickly, whether that's my phone, my laptop, my editing software, all of it. It just seems like it's always moving. And like, even this is so dumb, but Lightroom, I feel like it's constantly updating and changing the way that it functions. And I'm like, am I on Classic? Am I on the other one? Yeah. Like, what am I doing here? And it's always upgrading catalogs. So now I have two catalogs instead of one. And I'm like, which one am I working from? So just the technology of it all is something that's very frustrating to me, because I'm not a tech person. I don't care about technology, but you have to care about this stuff if you are going to have a good system and process and give a good experience to your clients. So like, this is so dumb, but like my hard drives are outdated and I had to buy new, like the little ones that don't have the spinny disc in them, you know, that kind of thing. So I know that's another long explanation, but the tech of it all is very frustrating to me and it makes me feel old.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I 100% agree. And it feels like everything now is SaaS and everything now I have to pay monthly for. Like,
yes.
There was a time where you could just like own Photoshop. You could just like have it. You could just like have yes. it on your computer.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, it wasn't cheap either. But like now right. everything is like, you know, monthly this, monthly that. And yeah. I get it though. Partly is because they have to keep updating it all yeah. the time for all the
but
new
when they
iOS.
Update it messes with this when you used it before.
Yeah. And it's usually broken. Anyhow.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Yeah. I see how you love to hate it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
My last love to hate is I, some people, this may agitate a few people. I love to hate on pixel peeping photographers. Like the ones who just like, you know what I mean? They're
so far, keep going.
They're well, like they'll post on Facebook and then they'll be like, you know, hey, ignore the, how shitty the quality is on this image. Just looking for CC. It's like, no one cares. No one can tell that your Facebook compressed the image a little bit. And no one cares. And, or they'll put like, I don't know. It just bugs me. The pixel peeping bugs me. I just want to see, we all know it just, sorry. It's just put out your work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like,
it.
You just mean people like qualifying.
Yeah. Qualifying and just obsessing over it. Like upset. Like they are like the house is falling. The house is completely collapsing around them and they are worried about the lamp. Do you know what I mean? Like there are so many other things to be concerned about, yes. not just in your business, but like with your photography in general. Yeah. And we're worried about the lamp when the entire house is collapsing around you. That's maybe what it is. I think it comes down to that, right?
And you're like, hey, that was a terrible moment. Why are you concerned about pixels?
This image is shit anyhow. What? Right. See? Now I'm an asshole.
just kidding.
It's just, no one cares. Okay. Your last love.
I photographed for a long time before I was a mom, and since becoming a mom, I obviously have a much deeper appreciation for what I'm creating for other moms, other parents. And I just love showing moms like how much they do in a day, because again, I'm usually spending 6 to 12 hours with the family. Mm. So to give her, you know, documentation of all that she does in a day with her kids. She's getting them dressed. She's doing hair. She's doing nails sometimes for fun. She's putting shoes on. And that's just to get out the door to the activity she planned. So just show, and I know I'm gendering this, but like to just show her, like your days are so full and you are in charge of so much. And look at this like beautiful love that you've created in your home. And I love doing that for people. And I think it's so important. And for me personally, selfishly, like I love watching the family dynamics of a day, because like I said, in the beginning, the kids' expressions come out. The parents also loosen up and start yelling at their kids a little bit more in front of me as the day wears on. Because if I'm with somebody for 12 hours, like you cannot be on your best behavior that long as a parent.
Oh, no.
Like at some point you're going to tell the toddler to like go figure himself out.
Yeah.
And I love seeing that too. Like as a mom, I'm like, oh, see, other people do get impatient with their kids. It's not just me.
Yeah.
So I just love the inner workings and being a part of the family dynamic. I don't think there's any other job that would let me get to do that.
Yeah. That's awesome. Your answers are so meaningful, Rachel. They're so thoughtful.
If I am going to be away from my family for 12 hours, it better be something that I freaking love. And I love photographing other families.
Yeah, that's so good. My last love is a funny one. And when I wrote it down, I chuckled to myself because I think it's a lot of photographers' hates.
Yeah.
I love selling.
Yeah.
And I maybe
you're very good at it too.
Qualify it. Like I just love sitting with someone and diagnosing like what they want and what they want to avoid and just helping them think through that problem. And if I see that there's a solution that I have, like I love being able to provide a solution to it. And I think it goes back to my very first one that I mentioned. Yeah. I love is just like meeting new people. I just love the connection that happens through like the process of selling. Right.
Yeah.
Like
it's a very human experience.
Yes.
To be sold to and to sell. Like you're seeing a lot of humanity and about like people's core desires when you do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That way.
Yeah. And like there's like the, I think this is cliche. It's like, you know, serving over selling, or it's not selling, it's serving. And I always cringe when I see that. And yeah, that's the part that I love, is mm-hmm. that kind of service mentality of sitting with someone, diagnosing, and then creating a solution and offering it to them. And then I think also learning to sit with that, like actually getting excited about that little butterfly feeling that you have in you when you present the solution. And you stand up for yourself, and you stand up for your art, you stand up for the value that you provide. It is resistance. There's like this weird little pit in my stomach that I've learned to love and chase after, almost like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
That when it's just hanging out there, like, would you like me to be your photographer? Mm-hmm. And when they say yes, it's that feeling of just like, whew, it like feels like floods you, you know, like,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Like they get it. And they chose me. Like I love that experience. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it would be there without the stress of it. Like there is right. that tension there. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what
without a little risk.
Yeah. And that's kind of what makes it so like, I don't know, fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun to do. Yeah. So I love selling. It's a lot of fun. I've learned to love it. I always love that shit.
I think it is an acquired taste.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A like muscle you build.
It is the IP. I almost said API. That's how little I know about beer. I was going to say IPA. IPA. It is the IPA of this.
Yes. Of this there you
business.
Go.
Podcast listeners, thanks for listening. Listen, we love this space. We love this industry. We wouldn't have anything
here if we didn't.
Yep, absolutely. And thanks for being along this journey with us. And again, we would just love to hear from you. You know, there's a post in the Mastermind group. We'd love to hear the things that you love, the things that you love to hate. And we love to just help serve you. And it's a great space. I try to get in there and reply to most people's comments, questions, posts in the group and make myself present. And so, again, if you're not a part of it, benhartley.com/mastermind. We'll see you next week. Yeah. No, actually, hey, Rachel, I'm going to be at the Abundance Workshop next week.
Yeah. Okay. Have fun.
Yeah. Not doing the podcast. You're welcome to steer the ship if you'd like. We'll chat about it, but I won't be here.
Okay. Know? Deal.
So we'll see what happens.
All right.
Until the next time, keep showing up
and be kind to yourself.